This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A top GOP senator says the whistleblower at the heart of the Democrats' impeachment probe should be heard out and protected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate Finance Committee and is a longtime whistleblower advocate, with some Republicans criticizing the whistleblower for relying in part on secondhand information. Grassley says it should not be rejected out of hand and that nobody should be making judgments or pronouncements without first hearing from the whistleblower. President Trump said yesterday he's trying to find out just who the whistleblower is. Grassley says the person's request for confidentiality should be respected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric charge border wall with Mexico, topped with a flesh-piercing spike. The newspaper says the president also suggested soldiers from the U.S. shoot migrants in the legs if they try to cross into the United States before staffers talked him out of it. The Times says it based its story on interviews with more than a dozen White House officials who met with Trump on ways to stop illegal migration from Central America across the Mexican border. The White House has not yet commented on the report. The Iraqi government said at least one person was killed and 200 injured Tuesday in clashes between protesters and security forces. The government said some 40 security force members were among the injured. The demonstrators rallied at Baghdad's Tahrir Square, calling for action on high unemployment and poor government services. Police fired into the air as thousands of demonstrators tried to cross a bridge leading to government buildings and foreign embassies. As always, for additional news, join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. China marked 70 years under communist rule Tuesday with a military parade. But in Hong Kong, demonstrators against Chinese interference held demonstrations that led to violent conflicts with police. Video footage indicated that one protester was shot in the chest by police firing live rounds. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In a video that went viral online, the as-yet unnamed 18-year-old can be seen swinging a pole at a police officer before he is shot at close range. Another video shows what is believed to be the same man lying on the ground injured, while a police officer holds down another protester. One person is in hospital in a critical condition, Hong Kong's hospital authority said, while at least another 14 have been injured. The police did not respond to requests for comment, but have said they fired live rounds into the air in previous clashes.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. factory activity hit its lowest level in more than a decade as President Trump's trade wars take a toll on American and global manufacturing. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
The Institute for Supply Management, an association of purchasing managers, said its manufacturing index shrank for the second straight month. That was not great news for investors on Wall Street, as the reported slowdown in manufacturing added to existing fears of weakening global growth. The nearly 15-month trade dispute with China, along with tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other products, may have been intended to help U.S. manufacturers, but it appears to be having the opposite effect. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says the Drug Enforcement Administration was slow to respond to America's opioid crisis and failed to develop a national strategy to combat the problem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.